Okay, thank you again. Yes, apologies for the late submission of the document, but then I guess all informals were relatively late. I believe it's a simple matter. We've been experiencing, again, with countries outside of the European Union, and even outside of contracting parties, confusion mainly internal to industry, but we like to have clarification of legislation. And what we did, we compared the wording in European legislation on in-service conformity with that in Regulation 83, because effectively the donor legislation, the donor wording came out of Europe and was brought into Reg 83. And we've got a couple of points where we've got complete clarity in the EU and we've got a lack of clarity in Regulation 83. And if I just take a couple of minutes to sort of sketch the background out, the point is we have some countries around the world who accept, not EU member states, but they accept EU legislation. And when they do that, they get vehicles that have been subject or will be subject to in-service conformity testing. But they also have absolute clarity that those are not the vehicles that are coming to their market. Because the EU legislation says quite clearly, for vehicles selected for in-service conformity testing, they must be registered in the EU, they must be in service in the EU. And there's also clarity on the where you've got a volume-dependent number of samples in service conformity. There's clarity in the EU and in EU legislation that that is based on the vehicles in the EU. And we've got the situation in Reg 83 that neither of those points are clear. We've got some relatively unclear wording referring to territories of a regional organisation, e.g. European Union. And that was an attempt at the time to ensure that if the EU were to accept a Reg 83 approval, they could ensure that vehicles that were tested had been tested in the EU. I don't believe the wording ever worked. And at the moment, until we get Regulation 8308, it is irrelevant to EU member states. So that is something that can be addressed with Reg 8308 when that comes along. But we're talking here about the 06 and the 07 series of amendments. So the proposal is to change the wording very slightly. Industry has a problem with these remote countries around the world. As I say, some of them, many of them are not contracting parties, but they accept or demand Regulation 83 approvals. We have difficulties tracking sales because there may be several commercial partners between the manufacturer and the customer to get the vehicles, but we actually produce vehicles for specific markets. So we would propose to change from sales volume to production volume that is intended for sales, and then bring the clarity in contracting parties that apply this regulation. That then leaves it something that manufacturers can manage from a manufacturer's point of view, the benefit. And it also brings clarity to those world countries who are accepting or demanding Reg 83 approvals. They know what vehicles are subject to testing. And as they know that, they can then make a decision whether they accept that those vehicles are reliable because some vehicles somewhere in the world of that specification have been subject to in-service conformity testing, or they can introduce, of course, if they are outside, if they are not countries that apply the regulation, then they can apply their local in-service conformity requirement. So that's the first change. The change on the sampling or the vehicles to be considered sampling sizes. The wording is slightly different in the 06 and the 07 series. So if you could scroll down, very, very slight change in wording there, but effectively insignificant, rather than harmonising it, we just propose to change both sets of legislation, both series. And then the last point is this one, the paragraph 9353, which is common to both series of amendments. This is an exception that exists today in the EU, so we feel it's fitting to carry that into Regulation 83. If there are less than 5,000 vehicles in a year produced or sold of this vehicle type, then of course it gets very, very difficult to find sufficient vehicles for in-service conformity, so they have an exception from mandatory in-service conformity testing. Curiously, it's very difficult as you go back through all of the series of amendments and supplements to Regulation 83 to find the background where this 5,000 vehicles disappeared. And it's after weeks of research, we haven't actually identified that. But the 5,000 vehicle exemption was previously in Reg 83, and it now only applies to the OBD IUPR in service conformity testing. We assume there was a confusion during the introduction of that wording that restricted it to that unintentionally, because there's no more reason to apply it to IUPR than to tailpipe emissions testing. So we would propose to bring that 5,000 back into Regulation 83 in the 6 and 7 series for the Type 1 test. I know it was quite a complex description for what's hopefully a relatively simple document, but that's the description, and open to questions. Thank you.